Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.WifeLife podcast. I'm your hostess Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Welcome to episode 7, and today I have my husband here for the almighty sex talk after children.
Here we go.
So, where would you like to get started on this lovely topic? Do you want to talk about how I was completely not available since we've had children? How I have just been not in it? I'm like, I've been such in mom mode and not paying attention to you probably the way that I should have been or I used to.
So my perspective on that is it's about mom and dad have two different exposures to sexuality, I think, before they met. And then when we have kids, it changes everything entirely. So it's a lack of sleep. It's a matter of trying to find that synergy or that connection between when your clock is ticking for like sex and when a dad's clock is ticking for sex. It doesn't always match up.
It doesn't
because mom and dad, they have different things they're struggling with. Not struggling, but I guess dealing with in terms of like...
Well, you had postpartum depression, but in the father aspect of things.
Massively. So in when you find that synergy, that level of like connecting between mom and dad, you find that chemistry again, because before you had kids, obviously the two people were very, very connected, and it was like for lack of a better term, a porn show. It was a porn movie, more or less.
Oh my God.
When we first met. It was,
sorry
it was
to
insane.
Any of my family members that are listening to this right now.
So yeah.
You might want to turn it off now.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. When we first met, it was pretty intense. It was hot and heavy, and it was like, you know, any second you had available, you did what you could do. But after you have kids, then it's a different story entirely, because that comes with a whole other bag of responsibilities in terms of what dad has to do, what mom has to do, and the timing of that between changing diapers, making dinner, doing laundry, or going to work or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
It's insanely difficult to try to find like that middle point between what you have to do as parents.
Well,
and
yeah.
What you want to do as a couple, right? So it's like it's super difficult sometimes.
It is, and it for me postpartum, after having my first, I had a C-section and all that other jazz, and then when I was finally ready to do the sex with my husband, even though I didn't have a vaginal birth, everything hurt, and so I was immediately not wanting to have sex. I wanted to have sex, but I physically was not wanting to have sex because it hurt, and so I couldn't enjoy it. And then I felt like garbage because all I want to do is have sex with my husband, and then it's the only way that we can connect, really, because we're just kind of so like knee deep in like the muck of things of being parents, that I wanted to do the one simple task that I just like that I was craving, and every time that I did it, it hurt, and it just basically like scared me off from having sex. And then I was stuck trying to figure out, how can I connect with my husband on a non-sexual way,
or basis. This is where the perspective aspect comes in as well. After you have kids and you've been married for a while, and you know your wife just had a kid, and she's hurting, she's in pain,
and your boobs are leaking.
They're leaking everywhere. She squirted me in the face one time. It was weird. It was creepy, actually. But as far as that goes, trying to get your headspace into your partner's headspace, right? So trying to think about, where's your partner's head at? You know, what are they feeling at that point? Because I understood, you know, right away after she had kids, had her first boy, even her second, is that there's a time frame there for sure that there's not going to be no interest. There's going to be no interest in terms of intimate sexual connection, like hugging or like, you know, drawing a bath or making dinner kind of thing. Those things, they make up a difference,
absolutely,
I think, in terms of like the sexual stuff. So, and it's hard because I wouldn't have sex. Of course, I didn't have a C-section. I don't get my dick cut open to have kids. So it's not.
If that's how we had to get children into this world, the human population would have been doomed.
Truly.
Day one.
Oh my God. Yeah. We'd be like population 50. That maybe.
Maybe
if
zero.
That, if
probably
that.
Zero anyway.
I don't know. But it's, I think that's to my original point is it's about perspective, right? So understanding like where your partner's head's at or trying to understand your partner's position as well, because you both have different positions. Yes, you're married. Yes, you've been together for a while. Yes, you have kids together. But it's more important to try to make the effort to understand where they are at mentally, physically kind of thing, because that's where real sexual health comes in, I think, is understanding your partner's side as well, right? Or try making the effort anyway.
You also have to make sure that you have the groundwork done, that you can have the like open and honest conversations about sex, because for us, when after having my son, or our son, I don't know why I keep saying mine, but our son. sorry. The children are
mine. He dropped in the sky.
he just dropped here. Because it was no sex going on, my husband, he kind of took to watching porn.
Mm-hmm. And porn
And it
was,
made me so mad. I was so I mad know. At first. I would come out and I'd throw a fit because I'd always catch him
it's
doing
a bit
it.
Bizarre because I can remember, I think, with our first son, you were about 8 months along, seven or eight months along, and I had chosen to watch porn instead because you were uncomfortable, you were grumpy, whatever, but I had that drive, I had that need to have sex.
Which is better, to just like put some context, like it's better for him, like in my mind, that if he's the like two options of going out and having an affair and watching porn, I would much rather him watch porn. That is way more preferred. Now, like, being married for, four years? No, I don't know. We've been married for years. Having two kids and now being comfortable in my skin and comfortable in my marriage with him. Because to give some context to us is we got engaged. I actually proposed to him on Christmas Eve in 2015. And we were planning our wedding. And in January, when we were planning our wedding, I found out that I was pregnant with our first. So our entire wedding, honeymoon, all that stuff that people get when they first get married was like fast tracked. And we basically got married. And then a few months later, we ended up having our first son. And then we went straight from that to, I felt fat, gross, disgusting. My body's leaking. My vagina hurts.
Here we go. That's the segue into what I was trying to get to.
I know that, but I wanted to explain to these people because they don't know who we are.
I know they don't.
They should follow us on Instagram, and then they would know.
They don't have to. They just have to understand the situation and the connections, because everyone can relate to this. Anyone who has kids can relate to this, right? If they've been with someone for a long period of time, they know this stuff, right?
But it's the big, dirty secret. People don't want
to
talk about it.
But going back down to the porn concept, it wasn't because I didn't want to be with my wife. It wasn't, right? And guys don't do this. Guys are simplistic, really. And if any guys are listening to this, take heart and relax. It's all good. You're not weird or abnormal if you get yelled at for watching porn because with a married wife pregnant wife.
But don't forget, there are those select few that do have a problem with it.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, yes, there are that select group of individuals that may or may not have an addiction to porn, and I'm sorry for that part of it. But I'm speaking from my personal experience in my marriage, in my scenario, is that my wife and I are both very sexual people, and I want my wife wants me, but we don't always want each other at the same time. So it depends, right? And when she was pregnant, it was, I could wake up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning getting the sheets ripped off and getting raped by an 8 month pregnant.
Consensual.
Yes, it's consensual, yeah. By my wife, she's 8 months pregnant because she just had this rampage need, and I was okay with that. It's great. It's fantastic, you know. But it's a matter of trying to find that balance between what she wants and what he wants, kind of thing. And it's not always going to match up, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. And if a guy decides to watch porn, or the wife decides to watch porn, for example, or use a toy or whatever, it's not a negative
thing.
Toys
are fantastic. Let's just be clear on that.
It's no shot against the guy or the girl if either one decides to use a toy, because that's normal. That's life. Because if you look at the actual basis of a relationship, you're asking two people.
Human nature. We are
exactly. They need to procreate. So it's when it comes down to that concept, is that you've asked people who get married. You're asking two people who have completely separate backgrounds, who by nature are meant to procreate, or maybe more sexual, less sexual, no matter what, and you're asking to like gel and be synergistic all the time. It's not possible. It doesn't work that way, especially in pregnancy, right? Or when you have kids and you have the kids and these little monsters are running around, running your life 24/7, you are ruled by them.
Or when you are, you know, in your living room having sex on the couch and all of a sudden they wake up on the baby monitor and you're like, oh God, okay, all right, you just hold, be back, I'll be
hold
back.
On. Can
you
I
just
describe,
stay right there.
I'll describe one great story where we have actually a very fantastic living room with a fireplace, right? So we had this whole thing set up where we would have our own night, our own moment, right? Because the kids went to bed early and they had dinner, they had their teeth brushed, they had their baths, all the rest of it. And then, you know, we had a shower and then we came downstairs. We're like, okay, this is our moment. They're still asleep. That shitty baby monitor acted up again. And it was like in mid-session, and I was left there lying starfish naked on a shag carpet in front of a fireplace.
I'll be right back.
And she never came back.
Nope, just fall asleep.
Just never came back. So a little bit, and I fell asleep for a long time. I'm not gonna dodge from that. And I woke up about 2 hours later in front of a fireplace.
She's not coming back now.
Bare ass naked. And Netflix had ended. So
it's like the ultimate apparent Netflix and chill.
That's the way it goes, man. It's the way it goes. It's just the way it goes. And, you know, if you find that moment, like it's, in my mind, I termed it emergency sex.
Yeah.
It's emergency sex. So if you have 38 seconds between, like, kids playing in the toy room, they're in that room with the door closed, and you're in the bathroom, for example, and the door's locked, you're doing laundry, for example, and you're both in the same room at the same time, and you have 38 seconds, go. Go, go, go.
If not, it was like a week ago, and our oldest was awake and our youngest was sleeping, and I texted my husband. I was like, I want to have sex now. And he's like, well, I can offer you a beer because the other one's not sleeping. And I was like, well, that's upsetting because I want it now. And like our oldest is officially not napping because when you have kids like we did back to back, two under two, the only time you can have sex is at nap time. And it has to be quick because nap time does not last long.
Get it done.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Wow, I'm sorry. For any parents listening to this stuff, I apologize. Or any family
They're
members.
Probably being like, holy shit. Oh my God, they get me. No, a lot of parents get you. They just don't talk about it, right? And that's why I asked my husband, I said, like, we should just this, like, monthly sex talk where we just talk about all the things about sex and postpartum and
Well, the postpartum
marriage.
Thing for... Yeah, for sure. But the postpartum thing, for sure, it does apply to both guys and girls. And I think that you have to, if you want to, like, have a sex life after kids, you have to, like, there's more effort involved. It's not like going and buying, like, a few shots of Jager at a bar kind of thing. It's not that simple, obviously.
Oh, man.
So
we haven't had a date night since I was pregnant with my first.
So trying to find... The key thing is trying to find those moments, or like trying to find the situations where you can create like a scenario, like making dinner and like setting up like the living room or whatever, getting the fire going or candles, whatever it is, however long it may last. But trying to find those simple moments, those simple things, I think what matters more to parents.
I think what sucks though is that when you get married and you have kids, like you end up just becoming like these roommates. Because you work, you take care of your kids, you come home, and it's like going back to being like the two single, not single, but like non-married, non-baby people where you're just kind of like hooking up just for fun and you're like, maybe I'll marry them, maybe I won't, I don't know, let's bang. You know, you don't even know a person until you get married and you're like, okay, I'm stuck with you forever now. And now I'm going to have... Now we've had a kid, and you're like, holy mother of God, I was not prepared for this shit storm of reality. Because you get you get pregnant, and you're like, oh, I'm so happy, and you see all these people, and they're like, oh, I'm so happy the baby's in me.
I think that to that point is that people don't think, like, people are like, oh, it should have been planned. Like, people like to plan the things. Nothing is ever planned, it seems. Like, no one I've spoken to in the last like 2 years who have had kids. Has it ever been planned? Like,
no.
They set up like a timeline. Okay, so in 8 months, I'm going to have an RSP. And then in 9 months from that, we're going to get you pregnant. Okay, and then 9 months from that, we're going to have the baby. And we're going to have like a whole house set aside. It doesn't work that way. It never works that way.
You know how many people that I talk to that don't have kids and they sit there and they just like spout out at the mouth, and I was like, just you wait, because your single life and like your freedom to just do whatever is gonna be gone. Gone. Like, oh, you want to go out and watch a show? Well, you...
No, no.
Good luck. You can do that in like 7 years from now.
Everybody, I think, that thinks about having kids, they have... I think before I had kids, because I had friends who were contemplating having kids, they were married, they had relationships, all the rest of it, they were like, oh, I'm going to do this. You're going to be the Renaissance parent. They want to be the Renaissance parent. Even I had that. I was guilty of that as well, thinking that way, that I'm going to teach my kid this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have sex all the time. It's fine. We'll have a routine. It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
Well, I have a routine with the kids.
You have the routine in terms of like actually feeding them breakfast and lunch and dinner.
And
changing bums and all the rest of it.
Yeah, that's called life.
I know. But when it comes down to the sexual part of it, like the interaction with your wife that you want to have sex with, you can't, because it doesn't work that way. All right? It's messy. It's dirty. The only routine there is get them up, change your asses, make them breakfast, lunch, dinner, bath, bedtime.
Oh, and there's so many times like I resented my husband because he would get up and he'd be able to go and he'd be, and for him, he's like, I hate work. I hate going to work. I hate the drive. And I was like, I would give one of my kidneys to go sit in a car and drive for 3 hours and not have a single shitty diaper, cranky baby, screaming baby, food thrown in my hair or being smacked. I would give my left kidney, really, because not only do I have to be home with the kids and do all this stuff, and then I want to be with my husband, and then he's gone, like, a huge part of the day. So then he comes home, and I'm like, oh, look at you just moseying in here. How was your day at work? Talking to people. And I would get, like, resentful, which, again, it's just because I think that's just who I am as a person. But I would be resentful, and then it's hard for me to be like, yeah, I want to have sex, because I'm, like, harboring all this, like, resentment, being like, I hate your face right now. Because
I hate you, but I don't have sex with you.
You're going, and you're doing all this fun adult stuff, which he's like, this is not fun. I'm like, it is fun for me to think that like that there's a life outside of being stuck at home with kids or talking to my friends that don't have kids. And I'm like, I don't even want to hear about how you went on vacation and did this and did that with your non-baby partner, right? Like, because everything we do is me, you, and the two kids. Right? If we want to go out for dinner, we bring the kids, which is a complete shit show. Like, you can't even go out and enjoy a dinner.
Not all the time. Sometimes, yeah,
sure. It's been a shit show. Because the kids go out, and all I want to do is sit down and get a little tipsy,
and then come home
and be like, we're going to have sex all over the house, and no one's going to cry for me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because really, our youngest is going through a sleep regression right now. And he, like last night, I swear to you, he was probably up every hour. And
well, I'm sorry to interject, but literally, we haven't made it past the shag carpet in the living room or the couch at this point, as far as where we have sex. So, or any
because house. Everyone knows where
we have a 2,000 square foot house. So it's retarded. We've done it on like at least 10 feet square, I think, at this point. So
yeah. Well, the basement would be fun because of the heated floors.
True. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no carpet burn.
Yeah. No, you get concrete burn instead.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
It's that flooring. It's like the poured concrete that they have.
Horrible. It's a tile floor. It's nice.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Anyway, but to what you were saying is it's all about bringing it back to perspective, right? Having perspective of your partner's situation, because you share the same difficulties, but you each have your own individual challenges as well, right? In terms of like my wife, for example, Brittany, dealing with kids, changing diapers. I do the same things. I do them, but to a much smaller extent versus my challenge of like having to go out and like earn a paycheck to cover the rent and like pay for the food or whatever else, right? So it's trying to find that balance between the two things. That's the big thing, right? And when you find that synergy, then the sex happens. It just, it occurs. It becomes natural sometimes. Bam, I could look at my wife at some point and be like, okay.
I find that for me, to get me in the mood to have sex, because it's not like we flirt. There's no like flirting and how you used to before you got married, had kids. Like you, it's like you get married and it's like flirting, like packs its bag and leaves, and you're like, it's like bye.
We interact like two exhausted homeless people. When
seriously,
we like,
oh,
my God,
hi, look at me. I'm wearing baby puke in the same clothes for the last 3 days. Do you want to have sex? Haven't had a shower in a
while. Yeah, I'm covered like bacon fat.
Dried
cheese.
Let's do the dirty.
Mustard.
And then of course you do it. You're like, oh yeah, okay, let's go do this and then go have a shower because we're disgusting humans. right? No big deal. It's fine.
Oh, or it stops because, oh, wait, I didn't shower today. Or I haven't showered in 2 days.
Yeah, like, oh, wait, stop, stop, stop. You have to go. I'm like, oh.
So it kills it right away.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Go have a shower.
It's hard. It's really hard. But it's all okay. It's always going to be okay.
Well, I was going somewhere with that, and then I went off on a tangent. That when we have set, like, when I want intense. To be in a mood, I'm like, I try to get my husband, I'm like, can you hair? Because I get myself so stressed out about things and worked up and overtired because like I'm just running around chasing after two humans all day nonstop, and I'm a 24-hour mom, right? So like I breastfeed still my 18-month-old or 19-month-old, and so I'm still not sleeping through the night, which is like a whole other like ball of resentment because my husband sleeps in a completely different part of the house and he just sleeps. Even though he still has garbage sleeps, I'm still come down and like want to like dart him in the face and be like, get up right now. Quit sleeping.
Yeah.
I've been up 8 times and you're down here snort logs. So
it's hard.
He'll like rub my hair and scratch my back, and then I'm like, and then all of a sudden like I just start to relax and I'm not so tense, and then I'm like, okay, we can have sex now. Because seriously, because it's like when I'm tense, I was like the vagina is closed. It is closed. And
the truth is also for guys listening to this podcast, if they're already, that applies for guys too. Because
guys also have
their own measures that make them randy or make them not randy, right? So it's like they want to be like, you know, appreciated as much as anybody else, right? Like women as well. They want to feel that. Maybe not to the same verbal extent or the outward extent or the extra stuff, I think. I know for me, from personal experience, it's you're always exhausted, you're always tired, you're always going like the distance to try and like do this and do that. And sometimes you don't feel like you're doing enough, right? And I'm sure my wife would feel the same thing as well. Like she doesn't feel like she's being appreciated enough, and I feel the same thing too. So it's an emotional
trigger. We did communicating
for a while because it was a shutdown and like look after the kids and go.
But it's like we stopped communicating and we start kind of like silently hating each other, even though you're still like I was like, I hate his face. I love him, but I just hate him because that's literally, and people probably listen to this and be like, wow, this is so depressing. I don't ever want to have kids.
No. don't misunderstand. Like we love our children like to no end. Like I would die in a heartbeat and my wife would as well, right? For either one of them. But there are sometimes when they actually have an impact on your sexual well-being, because the second they wake up and you feel like you have like this amped up anxiety, oh my God, he's up, he's yelling, he's doing this, he's doing that, it changes your dynamic entirely and your chemistry to some extent. Not long-term negatively, but it does make you feel something like, oh my God, I gotta fix this, I gotta fix it now, oh my God. Which takes away from your connection or your chemistry with your wife sometimes, right? When a kid amps up or they have a meltdown or there's a crisis to be fixed, it takes away from things, right? And that's what having kids is about sometimes. It's not always a crisis, but to them it is. But to you, it's like, oh my God, okay, what am I gonna fix now?
I can't wait to like not be breastfeeding anymore because like being extended breastfeeder, my hormones are still not
leveled
back
out
where they're supposed to be. And so because I'm breastfeeding, it's just like it literally diminishes your sex drive because
you blow up over like non-lettuce on like a...
No, that's when I was pregnant and I was going to have a meltdown and blow up the Harvey's because they did not give me lettuce on my burger. Do not mix up the two, okay?
I'm laughing now the same way I laughed then.
Walking disaster, and then I was going to divorce you because you gave me the wrong salad dressing. Yep, that happened. That was something. That was,
sure did.
That was special.
Sure did. Yeah, that was borderline.
I hate you. Right, I'm going to divorce you. Don't ever talk to me again. And you're like, almost. You were crazy. I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, she almost Molotov cocktailed my car. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lack of salad dressing. But it's the point being, overall, like we're talking about sex and parenthood and all the rest of it. So like that dynamic between like husband and wife, and like how do you figure out the sexual chemistry, or not figure out the sexual chemistry, but figure out like your scheduling, I guess, or like your connections when you get it together. There is no correct answer. There's no intelligent answer for that. It just happens when it happens, right? But as long as like the two of you are connected to each other, right? Like my wife and I are, then it happens, right? And it happens when it happens, and you guys know exactly the minute that it's going to happen, the second it's going to happen, or when you have that 38 seconds, you take that time, that 38 seconds, you maximize it. No matter how much time you have, if it's 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 hours, you maximize every minute of it, right? So that's...
But it's never what you think it's...
It's never... Exactly. It's never going to be what you think it is. No, you think you have an hour, but you're going to have like a minute, maybe. or 2 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it is. But like the point being is like live for the moment and just go after it, right? When you have that moment with your wife, your partner, don't think less because it didn't work out the way you wanted to work out or it didn't last as long as you wanted to last. That's not the way it works when you're when you're parents and when you're with someone you love, right? So you get the minutes, whatever you can get them, and you maximize whatever minutes you can get. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You gotta also make sure that you're always communicating and having like discussions about what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good and what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Because... And guys, if you're listening, then you better give your wife that 25-minute massage if that's what makes her feel okay after, you know, to have sex.
Or just like, you know, make her a tea or, you know,
whatever, simple, whatever gets you going, right? So it's like, it's tea, it's food.
I think it's because we as a parents, we become these different humans that we feel like we aren't being seen anymore.
Well, we get readjusted as parents, right? So you have to relearn yourself and you have to relearn methods of being, I guess, or just existing, because before it was like, it was all about you or about, even if you were just like with a girlfriend or a wife without kids, you were still about you to some extent and to her to some extent. Now you have kids. So now it's all about them all the time, virtually. You have to take back some of that time. So whenever you have like 5 minutes for yourself, use it. Don't waste it. Use it all the time, wherever you can. But when it comes down to it, understand your partner. Make the effort to understand your partner's perspective, right? And where their head's at. Because you both have the same struggle, but you're also both in the same boat. But different individuals with different needs sometimes, right? Your clocks are different.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get pissed off when your wife is not able or doesn't feel like having or being intimate with you that one night.
Because that is going to give you the complete opposite reaction. If you think being mad about... Because, like, I'll get mad at... I got mad at Tom. I was like... I wanted to have sex.
I got mad at my wife, too. And he was like... It's back and forth,
but, like, a few weeks ago, I was like, I want to have sex. And you... We're not waking up to have sex, and I was like, "That's fine. I'm gonna go upstairs, and I'm gonna take out my vibrator,
angry vibrator,
and I'm gonna take care of myself. I don't need you."
Just angry.
And he literally looked at me and he goes, "Okay."
and went right back to sleep. Hold on, listen to me. Right back to sleep. Boom. No problem.
Well, but
go ahead.
We also, because we have that that ability to make those like jokes and sarcasm. Like sarcastic comments to each other, because that's how we survive as parents, is being sarcastic, because it would be very boring.
Exactly. But don't take offense to it. If, for example, if your husband decides to service himself because things didn't line up with you and him to have like an intimate moment kind of thing, right? And same thing with the wife, same thing. You're allowed to do that stuff too. So it's okay. It's okay to not be lined up all the time when it comes to sex.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way, right? It's not the natural way of things when you have kids,
no,
necessarily, right? Because you can't lock your kids down.
No. So, is there anything else we want to talk about for sex-wise? Because I think this was like a pretty...
Well, we can do like butt plugs next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Wrong There's person.
No. That's not at all what we talk about.
Terrible joke. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
That's not my thing. I'm sorry, but you would not want to stick anything up there.
No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for listening in. And this is our first of many episodes.
Several.
Of,
oh, my goodness. Yes. I can't wait.
Please like, share, comment, do all of the things. If you check the description of the podcast episode, there is an email there that if you have any comments or suggestions or anything that you would like us to talk about, we would love to hear it. So thank you very much.
Thanks for your input, guys.
Yes, and I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Cheerio.